After weeks of delays, a bill to overhaul the state's oil and gas taxes could advance quickly. The House Rules Committee held the first public hearing in more than 3 weeks on the legislation today. The committee's version of the bill would phase out refundable tax credits over the next 3 years. Chairman, Anchorage Republican Craig Johnson says the bill draws on input from industry as well as lawmakers from both parties.
We'd like to continue incentivizing companies. The question is, what can we afford? And I don't know that we can afford to continue writing checks to oil companies in this environment.
The bill initially doesn't go as far as Governor Bill Walker's proposal to reduce subsidies, but once the reductions are fully phased in, they would be similar to Walker's. Anchorage Democratic Representative Chris Tuck says the new version doesn't cut subsidies quickly enough.
It's just hard to say, okay, Alaskans, it's time for you to cut your permanent fund dividend in half so the oil industry can benefit from that, because basically that's what we're doing, is we're asking Alaskans to pull out of their pocket and subsidize the largest industry in the world.
Tuck says reducing the tax subsidies more quickly is important to closing the state's budget deficit. But Johnson says the new version of the bill is fair to companies that have made their plans around the current tax system.
We still give everyone an opportunity to proceed. We give them time to get partners. We give them time to readjust their business plans. But I think mainly we generate revenue for the state, and we basically, once again, stop the hemorrhaging.
The Rules Committee will take public testimony on the bill tomorrow. Johnson says he wants to finish work on the bill, including amendments, tomorrow as well.